Welcome to the Healing Happens podcast with your host, Avital Miller, designed to bring you insight and inspiration from health and healing experts to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. From former program manager at Microsoft to author, international keynote speaker, global dancer, and healing breakthrough facilitator, my goal is to inspire boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success so you can live the best life possible. Enhance the power to heal yourself through natural healing techniques and through gaining awareness in order to comfortably, energetically, and joyfully live your passions.
You have created your New Year's resolutions or your goals, but what good are they unless you figure out how to take action on them, integrate them into your daily life, and make them a habit? One of my favorite quotes from the great yoga guru Paramahansa Yogananda is, "Your trials may be great, but the greatest enemy of yourself is yourself." In order for us to create a new habit that also feels recharging, we have to figure out how to get ourselves out of the way. In this episode, I'm going to share 3 key tips on how you can ensure that you are going to take action and manifest the visions that you have. We're going to get the most obvious one out of the way first, and I say that because it's probably the one that is most commonly advised, but I believe it is also the most effective. Therefore, it warrants being a reminder. And the reminder is what I call develop a buddy system. A buddy system could be a friend who holds you accountable, who will actually hold you accountable and not let things slide. It could be hiring a coach. It could be signing up for a class. A lot of times when we invest money into something, that tends to be our driver to keep us motivated and follow through. That doesn't work for everyone. One of the interesting tips, this is another money one, that a friend of mine told me about was he sent a check to another friend for a sizable amount of money that he would rather not lose. And he said to his friend that if he does not follow through with the commitment that he made, his friend gets to cash and keep the check. So the money was already in the friend's hand, and he sent it to a friend who he knew would follow through with keeping the money if he didn't follow through with his goal. Get creative and see what's going to make you develop a buddy system to hold you accountable. For me, simply having a coach works. They don't need to bug me and remind me, but once I have told them what I am going to do, I want to accomplish that by my next meeting with them. Maybe you need a text message each day from your friend reminding you to take that action. Maybe you just need to set a reminder your own self on your phone. Whatever it is, create that buddy system. The second action that you can do to make a recharging habit is what I call the blow pop theory. I call it that because of a very personal story. Growing up, we ate a bit of junk food in my family. Not tons, but candies and a little bit more. As soon as I became an adult and got out of my parents' care, I decided that that wasn't a healthy habit, that really there should be just about no junk food in a person's diet. And I decided I was going to drop it. However, I figured that if I was going to drop it completely, that might be really hard, especially because I enjoyed eating all the candy. So what if I do what some people call throw the dog a bone? And I allow myself to have one type of exception or one type of reward every now and then. For me, that was a blow pop. And not just any blow pop, it was a watermelon blow pop. On top of that, the rule was that I could have one watermelon blow pop per direction on a road trip. I used to go on a lot of road trips with my father, so that's where that comes from. We eat gummy bears and all sorts of other things while we were driving to snack along the way. It was watermelon blow pops. And if I had a 3-day drive in one direction, all in a row, I could only have one watermelon blow pop those entire 3 days. I love this because my sister, who lives in Israel, was visiting. We were on a road trip and we went to one of those mega super gas stations with all sorts of candy. With her living in Israel, she doesn't get to have a lot of the candies that she ate growing up. So she is literally a kid in the candy store. Skittles, Starburst, M&Ms, everything you could possibly imagine she can't normally get. And she's just filling up the cart with all sorts of things. And I'm walking through and I'm like, do we see any blow pops? Any blow pops? Nope, no blow pops. Can't have any candy. My sister asks, well, you could have something else. And I said, nope, the rule is only blow pop. And if they don't have watermelon flavor, no blow pop. Creating a rule like that might not work for you. You might have to create a different rule for yourself, because if you walk through the candy aisle, you might grab a lot more things. So maybe somebody else needs to pick up the watermelon blow pop for you. But every now and then, you can throw yourself a bone. You do not need to completely give up the things that you love in life. There's always that sense of moderation. We just don't do things to the point where they are going to harm us. The third tip that I want to share with you is to conquer unwillingness. Do something when you least feel like it. I like the way that the yoga guru Paramahansa Yogananda explains this one as well. Unwillingness is an energy. Willingness is a friend at times when it's particularly hard, when you're tired, busy, sad, or defeated. At such times, think of yourself as a good, noble warrior who's been driven into a corner by contemptible opponents. Don't let unwillingness take your loyalty to do good from you. Do it with zeal, and unwillingness will flee the battlefield. What you can do is make it into a game. Maybe you've ever done this with kids. When you want kids to sit quietly, what do? You make it into a game. Let's see who can sit still the quietest and longest for the longest amount of time. So you're going to play with yourself in the same way. The game becomes, let's discover what I'm least willing to do, and let's see if I can conquer it and do it first. That's also called eating that frog, doing the thing first that you least want to do. You just quickly get it out of the way. Growing up, my mother taught me the 10 things game. At least that's what I call it, the 10 things game. When a project seemed overwhelming, like there were so many things I needed to put away in my room at once, my mother would say, well, just do 10 things. How many of you have ever tried that, right? Often when you start getting the energy in motion to do just 10 things, you tend to do all of them. Now, I'm pretty literal, so sometimes that doesn't work for me. I literally just get the 10 things done, but it became a sizable, more manageable task. And then I go back again, and I get the 10 things done. Sometimes baby steps are the way to conquer unwillingness. Play that game and figure out the way to create that game for yourself to trick your ego into taking the action. But remember that this is for your benefit. This is for your good. Why hold back from the things that are going to elevate and escalate your life? I have 4 more tips for you in my blog post called How to Create a Recharging Habit. If you visit my website, www.avitalmiller.com, Avital Miller is spelled A, V for victory, I, T for talented, A, L, M-I-L-L-E-R. And then go to the blogs and you can search for the How to Create a Recharging Habit blog post and get 4 more tips to help lead you on your way to accomplishing those New Year's resolutions this year. Thanks so much for tuning in. Good luck to you.
Thank you for listening to the Healing Happens podcast. To take your next step towards boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success, visit www.healinghappensforyou.com, where you can get your copy of the book Healing Happens or sign up for interactive online courses to put the power of healing and success in your hands. Fatal pronouncements do not have to be your fate. Healing happens. The content in this podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or prescribing. Listeners should consult their physician on all health matters, especially symptoms that may require medical attention. Using this podcast's information is entirely at the listener's discretion. Healing Happens, Avital P.G. Miller, contributors and publishers of this podcast assume no responsibility for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or inconsistencies. Any slights of people or organizations are unintentional. Healing Happens and Avital P.G. Miller do not endorse every statement, treatment, and diagnostic approach contained in interviews in this podcast.